Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And it is so great to have you along for the ride. It's a big weekend. That's right, because the 2012 NBA playoffs are underway. We have certainly been enjoying the Dallas Mavericks and the Thunder, another big game on Saturday night. But right now, we're going to shift avenues and our focus as we're going to do a quick recap on the 2012 NFL Draft because it is finally in the record books. And I know we've got a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans that listen to our program, and we are so delighted. The first time on our show, a very dear friend, Mr. Royce Fisher from RF Sports Radio Online is joining us. And Royce, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here. I've waited a long time to come on the Big E Show. Thanks for having me. I'm a little bit under the weather. I have a cold, sore throat. So kind of bear with me if I break up every now and then, okay?
Hey, we've all had to play hurt. We saw Delonte West do that, you know, after eating that whole, all those oysters. He had to muscle his way through that. But let's talk about as far as how did the Cowboys do? There's obviously been a lot of smiles in Cowboys Nation. They're excited about the acquisition of Maurice Claiborne. What kind of difference do you think he will make? What kind of impact? I mean, will it be immediate?
Well, first of all, if you're a Cowboy fan, you have to be happy about the draft. Most of the experts gave them a grade of A, and I have to agree with them. But by them moving up from number 14 to number 6 to go get Maurice Claiborne, I thought was a brilliant move on the Cowboys' part. He's a very elite talent, at least. The guy is said to be the next Deion Sanders. I'm not going to put that tag on him yet, but he's probably the best cornerback to come out of the draft.
And, you know, Maurice Claiborne, as you were talking about, that, you know, a lot of folks are excited that this is all part of the building blocks for the future. And what about Tyrone Crawford, a defensive end out of Boise State?
Well, you know, they really addressed the defensive part of the ball. I thought this is what they needed. They have to get better to beat the New York Giants. And we all know that the Giants have some of the best receivers and one of the best offense in the NFL. They are in the same division. But they didn't have a second-round pick. They did get to pick Tyrone Crawford from Boise State in the third round. He's a big defensive end, a relentless rusher. He can handle double teams. I thought that was an excellent choice for the Cowboys. They did go in the second round and had two picks in the second round. They went and got an outside linebacker, Kylie Wilson from Wake Forest. Great tackler. He's a great pursuer from sideline to sideline that will beef up the defense somewhat. And they also, in the fourth round, went and got a safety, Matt Johnson from EWU, another great pick. He has a good reaction on the ball. He's a good physical tackle. And he flies to the ball. So all in all, I think I'd have to agree with the experts and give the Cowboys an A.
Well, I was in complete compliance when they also inked James Hanna, that tight end from Oklahoma. I mean, you can't go wrong with getting a guy that's been a part of Bob Stoops' program.
Oh, no. They also went on to get a wide receiver. Like I said, James Hanna from Oklahoma City is another great pick. And later in the seventh round, they went and got an inside linebacker, Khalid Maturity. I thought was an excellent pick. So if you're a Cowboy fan, you have to be excited about the upcoming season. And my sources also tell me that the Cowboys would have 23 agents reporting for training camp this season. And I think that's a big plus for them, too. So between the draft and the 20 free agents, I think you could at least get 5 great picks out of that, if not more. So you have to give them an A. I thought it was a very good draft for the Cowboys, which are not known to draft very well in the past, but I have to give them a good mark for this one, and I'm excited about the season.
We are so pleased to have along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, Royce Fisher, of course, with RF Sports Radio. And Royce, go ahead and take time to direct our listeners where they can listen to you and your son. And as you guys give all the latest sports news and topics and picks and opinions, you guys do a great job, and you provide that fan perspective, don't you?
Yes, we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock, and you can find us at www.rfsportsradio.com. It's a perspective from a fan's point of view, father-son team, We started this about a year ago because we were unable to get through the major networks for getting our opinion across. And it's for the everyday man, so please tune in and listen. You can call in. We'd be glad to have callers call in. And I really enjoy your show, too. I think you have a great show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Royce. Well, we've only got about 60 seconds left, and we did want to get your pulse and your take on the Dallas Mavericks as far as, you know, how they are making this run in this playoff series.
Well, I'm a bit surprised. This series could have been easily 1-1. I think that they do have the backs up against the wall. And I expect them to play like champions. They are champions, and I know they have the heart of the champions. So I really expect the series to get better in the next couple of games. And it's a must-win for the Mavs.
Well, they are defending world champions. They've got veteran players, and they have an outstanding coach. So this could go to a 7-game series, and we'll enjoy being there at the game with you and covering it all. Thanks, Royce.
Okay, thank you, Elise.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Jason Peter's going to be with us here in just a moment with our Under the Helmet segment. Stay close. Did you know that Complete Production Services is one of North America's leading oilfield service providers, offering field support solutions, equipment, and well production optimization and enhancement to some of the largest oil and gas companies? Complete Production is fully committed to developing solutions for your operating environment and can handle any oilfield demands, well servicing, and rentals. Most importantly, they are committed to superior customer service and also focus on safety and the environment. Service, expertise, innovation. Complete Production Services. Join us online at CompletePructionServices.com.
His goal?
100 yards rushing.
Our goal? To keep him in bounds.
Headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown!
He is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and 3-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter. Under the Helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
And we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. We always save the best for last, and that is because we're going to be talking with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We always talk about college football and the NFL, and unfortunately, Jason, we heard some just stunning news about Junior Seau, his death. It was so unpredicted, just one of the most highly regarded players in the NFL history, found dead, and you know, you just go, what could have precipitated this? How in the world does something like this happen, Jason?
Yeah, it really is shocking, I think, to people just looking from the outside. Obviously, you're going to have to wait for the coroner's report to come back, and once they've had a chance to autopsy the body, because I know right now a lot of people are kind of tying this together with the Chicago Bears, the Durson, when he committed suicide, and saying that you know, there's maybe connections between this and the brain trauma that he sustained while playing in the NFL, and I think that's the easy way to go right now, because it is such a hot topic in the NFL and in society, but I think you just gotta kind of wait to see. I mean, there was I guess somewhat of some weird behavior from Junior following, I guess, his final retirement. I think there was a domestic charge immediately after he had kind of left football. And then last year there was the driving the car off of the cliff. And obviously, you know, the worst thing possible is the suicide. Yeah, it's sad, because you're talking about one of the greatest linebackers to ever play the game, but you're also talking about a great person who affected the lives of a lot of young kids especially in that Southern California area.
Well, and he was so revered. I mean, he was a San Diego icon. I mean, that homegrown status. Everyone, as you had said, Jason, I mean, loved him, revered him, and just had so many accomplishments, you know, in college football and also obviously in the NFL. I would assume that he will be a lock and be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, I don't think there's another example of a player out there that's more of a lock. I think it was 12 straight Pro Bowls. You know, that's a major accomplishment. I mean, it's tough enough just to have the tiniest bit of success in the NFL, let alone be the premier linebacker for 12 straight years in the NFL. So his body of work in terms of the Hall of Fame, I think, is, you know, hands down, it's an easy selection. I mean, he's going to be a first ballot type guy, and I think he'll be in Canton, no questions asked.
You know, Jason, you wrote a beautiful book about Hero of the Underground, which chronicled your life, you know, before and after the NFL. You played for the Carolina Panthers. And I remember in some of those chapters, I mean, you talked about just how difficult the transition is, you know, from your playing days from college to the NFL to, you know, just everyday real life. I mean, how difficult is it? And what can perhaps, whether it's the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, what can they do to help these guys make that transition?
It is hard. I never thought that it would be as difficult as it was. You know, there are a lot of promises made as you're going through your career, and from people on the outside saying, oh, I'll take care of you when you're done and you can come work for me. And, you know, there comes a time when your playing days are over and you do try to make that transition, and most of those people aren't around. And you know, money, I think, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, his life is set because he's got this amount of money in the bank account. And it's just, you know, for guys that are used to doing something their entire life, and football players are creatures of habit. I mean, it's the same thing, waking up every morning at this time to go to practice, and then, you know, you do this, and then this, and then this, and then you're home, and then you start that whole process over again the next day. And then you wake up one day, and you don't have to be anywhere. And it's like, well, what do I do? And everybody obviously has their own stuff going on, and I don't know what Junior had going on, but the transition for me was very difficult, dealing with depression. And you know, that's just me saying I miss the game and I miss the camaraderie. Who knows if, you know, there's brain damage in my head. You know, it only takes a shot or two. I think sometimes my wife would probably say that there's something wrong with me.
I'm sorry for laughing, Jason. That is funny.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, you never know how a hit that you had 10 years ago, how it, you know, is going to snowball into something major that ultimately you can't overcome. And I think that could have been the case with Junior.
It is time already to wrap it up with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We are just short on time. We just packed so much. We've really been focusing on the NBA playoffs and everything. So next week, we will definitely talk about Alphonso Dennard. My goodness gracious, where in the world did he land? That was with the New England Patriots. So we definitely want to get your thoughts, your pulse on that. And Jason, you have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks for having me, Alyssa.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.